T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Career in the right direction with Centric's IT training. Chiefs dropping back-to-back games at home, 31-24 to Houston, to drop to 4-2. Patrick Mahomes throws for 3 touchdowns, but an interception and a fumble both turned into 2 scores. Deshaun Watson, a 1-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter for the go-ahead score. Chiefs at Denver Thursday. Denver beating Tennessee yesterday, 16-0. ALCS, Houston beats the Yankees in 11. Carlos Correa's home run, walk-off, 3-2 win. That series now 1-1. It's what we know. Now back to the show. It is your chance to weigh in. Time's yours is what we like to call it. Andy calls it time's yours. In the midst of saying that was his responsibility, he's got to do a better job.
I've got to do a better job to get our team ready to go.
Yeah, all those things. He also says, time's yours.
Did you not listen to what I just said?
You're doing a good job, though, on your investigative reporting.
Time's yours.
So it's your chance to weigh in, 913-576-7610. I'm calling it the blame game edition today because it's since the game ended, getting tweets, seeing texts, listening to the post-game show, getting texts again this morning. Everybody wants to blame somebody.
Oh, everybody's up in arms.
Everybody's got somebody they want to blame. So go ahead.
Yeah.
913-576-7610. We play a Monday edition of Time's Yours, the blame game.
There's really only one person to blame, and that's the head coach. I will praise Andy Reid and have done a marvelous job of praising Andy Reid when things go the right way. But when things don't go the right way, like they have for the last 2 weeks, this is on the head coach to get it figured out.
You've always said that Andy has one boner a year.
Yeah.
This is now 2.
Right. He's on the
blue
pill.
And it's been a continuous one. You got to call the doctor.
Yeah.
You got to call the doctor. It's gotten to that point.
Who do you think Andy calls? Like, who would be, like, his circle of trust? Is he calling Holmgren? Is he calling Mariucci? Like,
I thought you meant, like, a doctor. I was saying Rick Burkholder would be.
Dr. Caranda, probably, right? Yeah. He's the doctor.
Yeah.
But who would you good call? Man. Is he calling Vermeil? Who's he calling, man? Who's he calling?
There's no time
right
to
now
call anybody. You got to get ready for Thursday.
It's a short week. Yeah.
You're just burying it back in.
But doesn't he have friends that can call him and say, hey, run the football? Or just a simple text, run the football.
Well, you know what I'd do? Run the football.
Run the football.
Jeff is up first, north of the river. Jeff, time's yours.
Time's yours.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for giving me the time. Andy's puppet, Brett Veach, has to go. I'm to the point where I miss John Dorsey. I know Dorsey could not manage a cap, but he was a good talent evaluator. Veach's drafts suck. His free agents suck. Hitchens is terrible. Watkins is not available. Clark, milk carton, terrible. Matthew, he's seeing it at best. We're getting to the point where the Chiefs could lose 3 games in the course of 2 weeks, and I'm pissed off.
All right, guys. Jeff, appreciate the phone call. Appreciate the passion. You used the term puppet describing Brett Veach, and if that's what you determine that Brett Veach is, if you think Brett Veach is a puppet for Andy Reid, then the whole title of that general manager position needs to be revamped, and the organizational structure of that general manager's position needs to be revamped. I think one of the reasons why John Dorsey is no longer here, they have been too big a personality for what was going on inside over there at Arrowhead Stadium. And Andy Reid, as he says, as much as he doesn't want control, he's involved in all of this. I hate the place to blame solely on Brett Veach. Now, if you want to talk about roster depth not being as good and the 52nd, 53rd, 51st, 49th, 47th player on the roster aren't as good as they should be, yes, you can blame the general manager and the scouting department for that. But to blame him for the big name signings and trades and things like that, that's all a collaborative effort that Andy Reid is the gatekeeper of this organization. His fingerprints are all over that. They're not going to make a move of that caliber without getting Andy Reid to go along with it and say, yes, this is what we should do.
Ryan in Harrisonville's up next. Ryan.
Time's yours.
Time's yours.
Good morning, guys. I had a few points I wanted to hit on. Obviously, 2 pretty hard losses at home. First off, I want to say the penalties. They seem to be pretty excessive on our end in these last two games. I want to know what you guys think as far as, are these game changers? This is obviously a factor as to why we lost, but is this a big factor? And then second, I want to hit on first the Colts game. We get a second and was it 30, and we decide to run the ball there. And then this week we get a second and 14 or 15, and we decide to run the ball there.
That's right. I don't know. Andy's very consistent. When it's impossible to gain the yards, he's going to run.
Yeah. So I don't know why that was our time to run the ball there, but I want to get your guys' take on that.
Yeah, I mean, I had the exact same thought when I was watching the game last night after I got back from watching my wife kick ass in Chicago and finished the Chicago Marathon. Very proud of my bride. She's my hero today for running that thing yesterday. It was an unbelievable experience. I get home and I have to go, ugh. Had such a great day in Chicago watching her run and all the runners run and seeing her finish that marathon. And then I come home and watch second and 14 and Andy Reid runs a sweep to the right. What? Like, that doesn't even make sense. Didn't make sense to watch her run a marathon, I didn't think either. But that made a hell of a lot. I'd rather run 26.2 miles and watch Andy Reid run a sweep on second and 14.
Yeah, it's inexplicable. The Texans come out of halftime saying, you know what got us back in that second quarter? Running the football.
Running it.
Right? The Chiefs don't do it. Heck, they got out of the screen game yesterday. They wouldn't stay with the screen game yesterday.
Yeah.
And Andy said it's RPOs, run-pass options. You know, sometimes you run it, sometimes you pass it. They just pass it every time,
right?
Apparently.
So it's not really an RPO, it's just a P.
It's just a P and absolute necessary run it.
Yeah, like if all the receivers fall down.
The latest excuse is RPOs. So if you want to go with that.
And penalties, 11 again. It's just unacceptable. It's an undisciplined
Yeah, but they were pacing
team.
For much more than that. So I'll give them some credit. They had five in the first two drives, and they calmed down a bit.
They got it figured out.
Yeah.
11 penalties, two consecutive weeks. A very undisciplined football
Rick
team.
In Spring Hill.
Time's yours.
Hey, guys. This has been a theme for several years now. I'm tired of the defense being soft. I want to see him attack. And we got all these guys. Like, if you watch highlights of Frank Clark from Seattle, he was a monster. He was getting after it. Tyrann Mathieu, same thing. When I watch on Sunday, on that last touchdown, when Watson rolls out, and Frank Clark just, like, sliding to the right, like, attack. Go at him. Go tackle him. Like, come with, you're going to make mistakes if you attack, and that's fine. I can live with that. But we're just sitting back, letting people just do.
And gone. But I understand what he's saying about that, trying to attack. Yeah, this has to be an attacking
Might have saved
defense.
Him from himself. He might have started thinking about cussing there.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me anyway. We didn't do anything. His phone clipped out, but
he censored himself.
Felt like he was might not have been
At least
the
you didn't
worst
have to watch Jared Goff yesterday.
Brandon in KC. Brandon.
Time's yours.
Morning, guys. My take after yesterday is maybe we need to put Mahomes on the bench for Thursday night. Not because of the way he's playing, but give him the opportunity to rest and have the extended time to rest. His throws are erratic. He's feeling the pressure. He looked completely lost the second half out there in the couple plays he did get to have.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't many plays in the second half. Yeah, right. You're not the only one who said that. We're actually going to talk to Mayor Lucas about that coming up.
Brandon,
in about
we're
going
to put you on hold. You're going to get $25 to Broadway Deli. Yeah. All right, thanks for chipping in today.
We're going to talk to the
we're
mayor.
Make it better for Brandon anyway.
But the mayor suggested it as well too. He's like, we exchange topics before we're going to get on the air, obviously. And he goes, what about benching Mahomes on Thursday night, man? I'm like, I know it's been talked about, it's been uttered, it's been muttered. It sounds ridiculous, but if he's banged up and continues to get that ankle hit like he did again yesterday, it's going to be very, very difficult.
I feel like he's hurt,
him.
Not injured, so you play.
Yeah,
I play.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I wish there was time to rest. There's not.
Yeah.
Every game's important.
Every
right
game
now.
Is
you
important
put yourself
right
in a
now.
Position already where every game's important.
It's a must-win game in Denver. I understand.
Ron and KC. Ron.
Thunder.
Yes, it is. I agree with you, Josh. Another boner. 2 weeks. Just like the commercial said, if you have a boner that lasts longer than 8 hours, seek medical attention. Andy, yours has lasted 2 weeks. Time to seek medical attention. Frank Clark, I thought you were going to let your nuts hang. I need them to show on the next game. Hey, and then, you know who else is to blame for this? Everybody at Arrowhead who can't get in sync when you do the tomahawk chop. What are you out there doing? Swinging at flies? Get that crap together. The time was mine.
Ron and KC, thanks for weighing
in.
It's so bad you're worried about synchronization in the crowd. That's really good. Kevin and Casey. Kevin, time's yours.
Time's yours.
I like that last guy, man. I'm a Chiefs season ticket holder since 96 myself, and as one of the true fans of the Chiefs, I have to say, I'll just be honest, I think we deserve better. They owe us better than what we're getting, and it's time. I mean, we put in a lot of effort to support that team, and then this is what we get. As far as blame, the blame is very easy to figure out. It's all on one guy. It's Mahomes. I know everybody thinks he's the greatest thing in the world, but it's empty stats. He's lost that team. He's making Andy Reid a terrible coach because Reid has to design all these plays around the golden boy, and instead of sticking to his principles and winning games, he's doing everything to make Mahomes happy. That's why the team's no good. Mahomes makes the defense look bad. He's going to get Reid fired just like he got Bob Sutton fired last year.
Well, I think you're clearly speaking out of nonsense there. I mean, to blame Mahomes.
I got Bob Sutton fired.
To sit there and blame Patrick Mahomes for the ills of this organization.
He got Bob Sutton fired last year because he wasn't on the field enough because
right.
They were scoring too many points.
They were scoring too many points. 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards,
Andy
MVP.
Okay.
He's going to get Andy fired. No, this is not about Patrick Mahomes. This is 100% on Andy Reid. If you're sitting here blaming Patrick Mahomes for this, you must have had the wrong goggles on yesterday watching this football game, because to me, Patrick Mahomes is doing everything he possibly can on a bum ankle, and his head coach is the one that's putting him in bad situations. I mean, we keep talking about the bum ankle. A way to preserve this guy a little bit and not put him in so many bad situations is to run the football a little bit more. Take some pressure off your quarterback. We said that last week, Josh. Take some pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. And they don't do that. They still have him rolling out. They still have him dropping back the pass. He's clearly not healthy. And you're going to sit there and blame Patrick Mahomes for the failures of this football team. That is absolutely ridiculous. That is stupid. That is crazy. That is insane. The blame goes to Andy Reid. He's the one calling the plays. Mahomes is the one going out there and trying to execute these plays that are being sent in by Andy Reid.
That was actually Bob Sutton that called in.
Right. So,
good to hear from Bob. That is today's edition of Time's Yours. Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue, 913-576-7610. If you remember the risk it for the brisket, 913-576-7610 to play next.
Fesco in the morning.
Brisket.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Hamburgers.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Barbecued beef ribs.
You gotta risk it to get the brisket.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
The least we can do is get somebody fed. It is time to win Smokehouse Barbecue. $50 gift card and assorted sauces and spices. Every Friday at 8:15, one of us makes a weekend prediction. Monday at 8:15, you tell us who made the prediction. Did they get it right or wrong? And you can win yourself the gift pack from Smokehouse Barbecue. Lori and KCK is today's contestant. Lori, who made the weekend prediction? Did they get it right or wrong?
It was Bob, and he was wrong.
Deshaun Watson will have 3 touchdown passes, but the Chiefs still win the game. Yeah, not good.
So Deshaun Watson will have 3 touchdown passes, but the Chiefs will still win the game. Deshaun Watson had 1 touchdown pass and 1 touchdown run.
And the Chiefs did not win the game.
And the Chiefs
I was not even close.
So the good news is Lori's a winner today.
Congratulations,
she gets
Lori.
$50 to Smokehouse Barbecue. And assorted sauces and spices. It is risk it for the brisket.
We
are normally wrong, and that's good for you.
Try the pork belly that they have there as the appetizer now. It is unbelievable. Little smoked pieces of pork belly that is, like I use that term, melt in your mouth. This stuff legitimately melts in your mouth. It is phenomenal.
Sorry, Deshaun, 2 touchdown runs.
Yeah.
He did have 3 touchdowns, not passing.
Though. Not passing. Yeah, but even still, they didn't win.
So they didn't win. So it was all wrong.
It was all a mess.
The clarification department wanted not shortchange.
Very bad.
Mr. Watson on his second touchdown run of the game.
No.
So Friday at 8:15, one of us will make the weekend prediction once again. Monday at 8:15, you tell us right or wrong, win $50 Smokehouse Barbecue. Simple as that. Lori just did it.
Congratulations, Lori.
Congratulations, Lori. Are we going to run the same? I mean, Andy ran the same script.
That's right.
So should we just run the same script again? Should we just play back last week, or we're gonna do it?
We'll,
or should we try to do it live?
We'll do it live.
All right, we'll try to do it live
this week.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, we figured Andy ran the same script, so we're gonna run the same script with you, Mayor. Quentin Lucas with us here on 610 Sports Radio. Game looked exactly like the Colts game to me, and I know you're kind of feeling the same way, huh?
Yeah, I mean, this is just it's really going on, what, maybe 3 weeks of inferior football. I think it started in Detroit. We saw the run game, run defense be awful. We saw our own run game play terribly. I mean, it's troubling. I mean, I guess we moved from a 31st ranked defense to 27th, which is, you know, real thrilling. But, you know, when the AFC South is marching through Arrowhead Stadium and looking like giant killers,
How much blame do you take for this play? Because you went to that Detroit game, and since then they have not played good football.
Well, you know, it's funny, man. Sly James, my predecessor, got two World Series, one win, and then the Chiefs, you know, within a little bit of the Super Bowl. We got to turn it around, or you guys are going to be voting me out in a little bit of time. But, we got work to do, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and then it's really not just work to do. It's the same work that we talked about last week, though. Like, everyone can come in here and run. And when you see 180 yards by the Houston Texans led by Carlos Hyde, you have to think to yourself, oh, my goodness, what's going on here?
Well, you know, we said this before. I mean, everybody is coming prepared, and I don't know if there are people to pick up. I know injuries have decimated us on both sides of the ball, but frankly, that is not unique to us among football teams. And so it is something they need to work on, I think, nonstop. We have to play on Thursday, which is less than ideal because everybody's banged up. But, yeah, it is an issue for us. The other thing on the offensive side, though, we've got to commit to the run. I mean, Andy can't kind of back away from it, and we need to find a core. We're seeing mediocre running backs on the other side be able to knock us back for 100-plus yards every game. Why don't we start doing the same?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, the injuries are an excuse for a certain level, but you're seeing a third-string quarterback go in last night with Pittsburgh. I don't even know his name. Wins the game. The Houston Texans were banged up yesterday. A couple of their defensive starters were out of that game. They found a way to win the game. There's
Colts
injuries.
The game before.
The Colts the game before had injuries.
Tons of injuries.
They won the game. Like, we've got to go out there and now stop using injuries as an excuse and find a way to start winning some of these football games. And I think a lot of it does start with obviously stopping the run, but committing to the run. They had four running plays in the second half yesterday, and one of them was on 2nd and 14.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it's the sort of thing. Right now, we are having some real issues. Some of it includes on the coaching side of things. I mean, we have got to make that commitment to the run consistently, recognizing that we are. I mean, my heart breaks for Patrick every week. You have this pocket. The pocket keeps collapsing. There is tons of pressure on him. If anything, to alleviate our passing game and Patrick Mahomes, who's hobbling around now, you have got to start committing to the run so the defenses can't line up the same way. I mean, they figured out how to do it, which is to rush us in the pocket. You maul Travis Kelce, and we see that the referees help us out there. They're not an excuse, by the way. They suck for everyone. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I mean, that ends up being something we need to diversify. We said this last week, you have to diversify our offensive attack. We still need to do it, and just adding Tyreek Hill, as we saw yesterday, isn't enough.
Yeah, you mentioned the Travis Kelce play, man. What is your take on the way that these games have been officiated?
You know, what we need to do, and everybody just needs to agree, we need to just have, like, some referees in, like, New York. They may still screw it up, don't get me wrong. But just watch, and then somebody throws a flag, almost like the TV timeout weird people on the sidelines, and tells us when to stop. Because it's buffoonery. I mean, it was ridiculous yesterday. I'm at the stadium, right? And first of all, nobody knows what's going on. And then, look, I'm not an expert in NFL rules. I know if it's not PI, then it's at least illegal contact, defensive holding. You know, you just can't tackle a receiver, you know, 15 yards down the field. But that's not allowed in any type of football, from Pop Warner to flag football that I played in college. And so, no, it's preposterous, the amount of time they're wasting on all of these, the momentum that they're killing. I mean, you were looking at, what, going up 24-9, and then we flip it the other way? Mm-hmm. It has been awful, and we've seen it consistently, certainly for the Chiefs this year, but throughout the league. And I just think it's time. Get the professionals, all the technology there. Let's just stop from having, you know, five old guys kind of just talking about, hey, what are we going to do? No offense to older people out there, by the way.
Right. Is there something like you and your fellow mayors can do in NFL cities to rectify this? Yeah. Because that's what you politicians do. When something goes wrong in sports, you demand an investigation, even though you haven't been paying any attention to anything that's been going on. Hey, we demand an investigation. So can you do that?
You know, I would think so. I mean, you saw last year all those Saints fans filed like lawsuits, which are a little ridiculous, but no, I would hope the NFL was seeing that too. In the first half, you guys remember, there was like a flag every 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's destroying the pace of the game. Kind of like, if you remember how baseball a few years ago, Bud Selig, I think, led all of that stuff, like, how do we speed up the game, make it better, and they continue to do that. I really think the NFL is at that point now.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Real quick, before we let you go, Mayor Lucas, do you think maybe sitting pat on Thursday is a good idea?
Yes. I mean, 100 times, yes. Look, it is a short week. His ankle won't have time to recover. And let's just be honest with ourselves, folks. We should be able to beat Denver with a backup quarterback. If we can't, then we got problems. And still, what? You know, dress Patrick on Thursday. We can bring him in if it's an atrocious first half. But particularly with the short week, the way that I think he's been hobbled even more each week, it is important because we all know that he is vital to this team. This is the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay thing, Drew Brees in New Orleans. I mean, this is our guy. We cannot succeed with him hobbled into November and December.
Are you going to the game in Denver?
No.
Thank goodness.
I'm slowing down the jet set life, man. People are going to get mad at me after a while, so I got to stay here.
All right, good. Maybe they'll have a good performance because the last three games you've been at, not so good.
Not so good. Not blaming good. You, but everybody's up for blame right now, you know?
Hey, that's a good point. Good point. I'll see you guys.
All right. Take care. Quentin Lucas, Mayor of Kansas City, with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
I can't advocate Matt Moore from starting.
I can't either.
Starting in Denver. I wish I could. I wish I could.
It's not a bad conversation to have. We could have it tomorrow, maybe. But I mean, it's really not.
They were 6-0. I might listen to it. Can't now. You put yourself in a bad situation. You can't be doing it.
From the 816. I don't care what side of the political fence you're on. If you have a mayor on the radio saying the referees suck, that's an epic mayor. Yeah.
we can get into that coming up in our commercial free half hour because I.
What, Quentin Lucas?
No, the officials. The officials.
Quentin Lucas, the jinx? Is that what we're going
with? No, I'm not. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Hey, we might as well.
Quentin's not in on it today, for me, in my opinion. But the big story coming up, and you'll hate Andy's latest lack of run excuse. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We will discuss the officials coming up in just a few minutes. We'll look at the defense and Spags. Not so much. And our shortest edition ever of Doting on Mahomes.
It may be. But here's the thing. We're going to continue doting on Mahomes until we don't have a day where we dote on Mahomes. Okay. But every day, even in a loss yesterday in a game that wasn't that impressive for Mahomes standards, we still have some doting. There's doting.
That's they very, dote. Very short.
Oh, they doting, don't. Though.
Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
Brought to you by Spring Venture Group on Fesco in the Morning.
Oh, my goodness. Change the script.
It's not scripted, Josh.
Felt so familiar yesterday because it was the same crap. Better start, but same plan.
Mm-hmm.
Much better start. Chiefs got out to the faster start. 10 points right away. Boom, boom. Bunch of penalties, but still score a touchdown. Get the pass down the field to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's back. Yay. The whole nine, right?
They still only scored 23 points.
You get the forced fumble from Frank Clark. Yay. Frank Clark.
Woo.
Making a play. Yay. It's all going well.
Yay. Hercules.
Fool's goal. Texans are back in it before halftime. They have the lead at halftime. They're running the football.
They're scored 20 unanswered.
The time of possession. They're doing things well. You've turned it over twice. Your quarterback has thrown an interception. Texans take it down the field. Go for a touchdown. Your defensive back makes a pick in the end zone. Probably should have batted it down on a fourth down play. Cost you 20 yards of possession. Next play, your quarterback fumbles. And the Texans then get a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
score touchdowns immediately after turning you over.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly you're in a deficit at halftime. And then what? You run about zero plays and you don't run the football and you can't get off the field. And
you say they ran about zero plays?
About zero plays. Felt like about zero plays,
when Tyreek Hill scored with 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Chiefs had 6 more plays the rest of the game. 2-3 and outs. That's it. No more. No more plays.
Hey, Andy.
Who?
Andy.
Oh.
You know, Big Red.
AR.
Starts with him, right?
It really does.
Starts with him.
I've got to do a better job getting our team ready to go.
It's all on Andy.
Mm-hmm. It really
Same
is.
Same thing.
I was thinking about this yesterday, and I told you this yesterday, and you're like, oh, this is the lead. The Colts-Texans comparisons, for me, it was the exact same game. I listed down 12 things that I saw in this football game that were identical to what we saw against the Colts 7 days prior. Early score doesn't hold up. Double-digit penalties kill you. The sagging running game versus Kansas City.
It starts right here with me.
The run game, just awful. 7 runs in the second half against Indy. 4 in the second half against the Texans. 2-1 in time of possession in favor of the opponent. Defense couldn't get off the field on third down. No time for Mahomes. No time for him now. Kelce, minimal impact again. Bad tackling. Big first down plays by the opponent set up second and third and short. The opponent has literally no fear going for it on fourth down against this team. And a 3-1 pass-to-run ratio, where on every 4 plays, 3 of them are a pass. You don't keep the defense off balance. You don't keep the defense guessing. The defense knows what you're going to do. They know you're not going to run it. They're going to drop 8. And they are. They're going to drop 8, even with Tyreek Hill back. Well, everything was going to be fixed when Tyreek Hill came back. Nice day. Still only managed 23 points. Still had 2 3 and outs at the end of the game. Still only had 2 seconds of possession in the second half. Like, he's a nice player. Didn't make much of a difference. Didn't score 30 again. So 12 things that stood out to me that were exactly the same as the Indianapolis Colts game a week prior. How do you claim to spend 18 hours a day working and roll out the same game plan? It doesn't make sense.
I think they did it better early. It was the same game plan, but they did it better early, and it gave them the confidence. Oh, see, we just played better. We just had to play better. That's what it was. Roll it out.
But
this one was different because you blew a 14-point lead in the first quarter.
Yeah, you gave up 20 unanswered.
But I think the plan was the same. You just had a teensy bit more success with it early, which gave you the fool's gold confidence that you could continue to do it.
And the fool's gold because that touchdown pass was on an offsides penalty. If somebody doesn't jump offsides on Houston, they don't take that shot. Mahomes even said it. Yeah, we got the opportunity.
Free play. You scored on a free play.
Yeah. So you wonder what could have been had they not had that offsides penalty. But they did, and they took advantage of it, and you give them credit for that.
Told you you'd hate Andy's excuse on lack of runs. Yeah, you're going to hate it. Sounds like football excuses.
Some of what you deal with if you're in an RPO game, if you're doing that, you're going to have some that end up being throws. But that's how we roll. And we'll go back and look at it and see what we need to do better there. I mean, that's, you know, that starts with me.
That starts with me. It always starts. The buck always stops and starts there. But
he does nothing to fix it.
So if there are RPOs, I guess the quarterback needs to hand it off.
That's right. He's blaming Mahomes for this?
Is that what we're getting to?
We're giving him an option.
We're making the pass decision instead of the run decision, so we can't commit to the run game?
They're just P's. There's no R's. There's no O's. It's just a P.
Big story brought to you by Spring Venture Group, company who is reimagining the relationship between sales, data, and technology. Find out more at springventuregroup.com. So they don't run because of RPOs.
That's right.
That's this week's excuse. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't think it'd get any worse, it got actually worse this week. Time of possession the second half last week, 7.5 minutes. This week, 6:54. They had 6 minutes and 54 seconds of possession in the second half.
But by all means, don't run the football and roll that defense. Oh, wait, hang on. My bad. They did run it on 2nd and 14.
Now, the defense can be faulted as well. Not getting off the field. Fine. Yes, absolutely. Gave up an 8.5-minute drive for the go-ahead score. Chiefs then went 3 and out. And they had the ball with 5 minutes to go. 5:03 to go. The Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't get it away from them.
No, you could not. No, that's asking a lot.
They ran out the clock with five minutes to go.
They ran out basically half a quarter.
How does that happen?
That's a third of a quarter, I guess. 5 minutes, third of a quarter, they ran it out.
It's maddening.
Here's the other thing. The time of possession, 20 minutes and 12 seconds, lowest ever in Arrowhead Stadium history for this football team. And one more thing to go along with the comparisons.
Because you, the good fans, go there and pay to see the defense.
Right, that's right. We're paying for that. They should give you a refund. Another comparison. I said I had 12. I actually have 13 now. Because the only time they ran it in the second half last week was like on a second and 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ran it on a second and 14. So second and unattainable.
Catch them off guard, Bob.
You want to run the football.
Catch them off guard.
It's insane. That's second and long. What do you want to do? Well, we haven't run all day. Let's run the football to the short side of the field, Steve. All right, Tom, let's do it. What?
Meanwhile, the Texans at halftime, Bill O'Brien told CBS, reason they got back in, ran the football.
Ran the football.
They had confidence running the football, and right. They're going to continue to run the football.
They're going to continue. But we expect Kansas City to make adjustments.
192 yards.
So did we. They didn't.
All right, everybody's complaining about the officials. Okay, I get it.
Even Mayor Lucas was on here saying they suck.
They stink. There were plays again yesterday. Kelsey was thrown to the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want. Ends up being an interception, and they let it go. Uncatchable because he got hogtied and couldn't get to it.
That's right.
Pass interference in the second half as well. Clearly got interfered with.
Yep.
Andy did the challenge.
No pass interference.
It's now 4 of 37 pass interference have been overturned. Okay?
Well, that's because they're going rogue. I mean, we said this last week.
People want to say the officials suck. It's a conspiracy. They may not be great, but I don't think they're fixing games. I think your conspiracy was they're running the script to get games at some point. I think your ultimate conspiracy is the tinfoil hat we've always talked about is the controlling of games to control the outcomes. I don't even think they're controlling outcomes right now. They're just giving a big bleep you to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This is our game.
Right.
We're making the calls here. You told us we sucked. We got this rule in it, and guess what?
We'll
show you who's boss. I don't know if the officials stink at their jobs. I think right now they're refusing to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. It's a sit-in.
They're there doing their jobs and flaunting it in front of your face that they're not going to call the games correctly.
Correct.
The NFL needs to step in and address its officials. They are simply looking to get the finger to everyone. We're doing our jobs. Shove it. This is not they're getting calls wrong and they just stink. They're doing it on purpose.
Sure they are.
This is a willful, blatant disregard of how to tell them how to do their jobs. And until the league decides it's actually going to sit down with their officials and go, what is going on here? What can make this better? Let's get back to playing regular football. We can debate calls sometimes, but not take up 21 penalties worth of things going on, not reversing ones that were incorrect. This is a blatant disregard. It's not bad officiating. They're doing it on purpose, and the NFL has to make it stop.
Well, the NFL has needed to make this stop for the last couple of weeks. 4 of 37 being reversed is unbelievable, especially when you look at the ones that weren't reversed. And I think the one that everybody's going to be talking about now is the one from Thursday night on Golden Tate, where he was ripped to the ground with about 4 minutes to go in that game, and they challenged it, and it wasn't reviewed. I think we're going to see the two penalties that we saw yesterday. Both of those penalties, Travis Kelce should have been called for offensive pass interference on that 50-yard reception, and Travis Kelce should have had pass interference called against him, or at least illegal contact, when he was thrown to the ground on that Patrick Mahomes interception. Those calls need to be reversed. Those were blatant disregards for the rule, and basically telling everybody that we're in charge, we're going to do it our way, and we don't care what you think. And it's the referees, as we talked about last week, giving the middle finger to the National Football League, who said, we don't really like the way you're officiating games, so we're going to put this new rule in, and then you're going to have the opportunity to change your call.
You're going to be second-guessing every turn. And they're like, no, we're not.
And it's been terrible for the NFL. Everybody's talking about it. Like, that's the number one narrative right now around the National Football League, is how bad the officiating has been with these pass interference penalties and not being changed. And I don't think that's what you want as the narrative, because the coaches are still challenging them. They're wasting challenges on them. They're delaying the game. The process of these games is taking forever now with this extra challenge involved. If I'm a coach going forward, I'm not challenging the pass interference rule, because even if you are right, and most of the coaches have been right in all of these,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're not doing it.
They're not reversing it. So if I'm Andy Reid going forward, screw it. I'm not challenging it. I'm going back to last year's rules. If they call it on the field, they call it on the field. If they don't call it on the field, they don't call it on the field. I'm not wasting a challenge, because those challenges and timeouts are very valuable commodities in an NFL game.
I think they proved through 6 weeks they're not changing them. Until the NFL does something about it, they're not doing anything about it.
Correct.
They're going to continue to say, we're in charge, deal with it.
Right, and I don't know what the NFL is going to do about it unless you get an independent auditor from Deloitte and Touche to sit up there in the booth and make the calls by him or herself. That maybe you need like that concussion doctor on the sideline, you know, when he's not doing anything, he's looking at the reviews. Somebody that's an independent person, because the referees aren't going to hold each other accountable for this stuff.
I'm not
because they're graded on it too. If they switch a penalty, then that's a demerit or whatever.
I'm not for investigations and for meetings and for sitting. They need to sit down with them. What's going on here?
Right.
We need to make this stop. What's it going to take to make this stop?
Well,
this is ridiculous.
You guys didn't trust us, so there's nothing you can do unless you don't mark this against us.
Meanwhile, if something, though, doesn't go your way, you have to be able to overcome it.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes admitted he was shook, his words, shook, when that first half Kelsey debacle turned into an interception, and they didn't get the call, they didn't get the flag, and they picked it up. It, quote-unquote, shook him.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were just trying to get a an explanation from the referee on why they picked up the flag and what was the reasoning. And they said that the ball was in my – I had thrown the ball when he was getting held, which is a rule that if it's uncatchable, you can't call pass interference. But, I mean, the reasoning of him actually running the double move was the reason he fell down and that was uncatchable. It shook me. But you have to move on. You have to play. You have to find a way to play better after that flag and find ways to win the game.
Yeah, you do, because that was midway through the second quarter.
Why are you letting that shake you with 8.5 minutes to go in the second quarter?
I know you didn't like the explanation and all those things.
Right. But did that affect you the rest of the way? That shook you how? I don't like hearing that from Patrick.
No, because there's a ton of game to play.
Yes.
Ton of game to play.
A lot of game to play. A whole lot of game to play. You can't be shook on that. You can't let a bad call get to your mind. You can't let a bad play take over and win. You can't let those negative forces control you. And I feel like that's what Patrick Mahomes did, because he really wasn't the same after that, Josh. He was not the same after that. And he didn't play as well after that. The ankle was barking, I'm sure, obviously, was a big deal, because that other ankle injury happened either like a play or two before that throw. So you had that to deal with, but now you've got the interception and the pass interference penalty, and you said it shook you? I don't like hearing that, man. I just don't. You got to get past that. Professional athletes have to get past that. That's like carrying a strikeout into the ninth inning that you had in the first inning and letting that affect the way that you're up there at the plate. You got to be able to forget this stuff. The number one thing that athletes talk about all the time is forgetting about the bad, right? You got to forget about it. You got to move on. You can't dwell on that
kind
of stuff.
Your best trait as an athlete is to tune it all, to like forget it.
Forget.
All. Flush
yeah,
it.
Flush it, man. Get rid of it. So what? You had a bad at bat. Let's go. Let's get him next time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Meanwhile, you want some red flags on the defensive side too, Bob, while we're at it?
Oh, sure. Why not, Josh? Pile on.
All right. Tyrann Mathieu. You brought him in to be one of the leaders,
right?
That's right. The defense just doesn't trust each other. They don't trust. It's gonna continue.
Yeah, we got to do a better job, front end to back end. And, got to start realizing that we need each other up front, back end, everybody in between. It's a group effort. Till we buy into that, we'll keep playing like that.
Till we buy into that, we'll keep playing like that. There's no buy-in. There's no belief. There's no trust in the new system. They're all doing their own thing still. And until that changes, they're going to continue to play like that, out of the words of one of your leaders on defense. Mm-hmm. That's not a red flag?
Well, I think it's – it all sounded like he was crying a little bit, but I don't think he was. It If you listen to it, is he crying there for a second?
Yeah, but we got to do a better job, you know, front end to back end. And, you know, got to start realizing that we need each other. Up front, back end, everybody in between. You know, it's a group effort. Till we buy into that, we'll keep playing like that.
Yeah, it sounded like a little bit.
I would be too. I mean, I am when I watch this defense. Who isn't, right? I think it's hard to hear that from Tyrann Mathieu because we've been around defenses that didn't buy in and didn't trust each other. I've redubbed the front seven of this defense slime because that's what they are. They're like slime. It just goes right through your fingers. It's useless, right? The front seven is useless on this football team. So they are now the front slime. And if you have slime in front of you like that, and you're trying to play defense and you're trying to play defensive back and you have to rely on those guys to do their job and they're not doing their job, you're screwed. I feel bad for Tyrann Mathieu and the rest of the defensive backs. We're sitting here criticizing some of these guys, and Breedland had another penalty yesterday, and you know he hasn't been playing all that great. And they've had their issues back there, but they've got
Kendall
slime.
Fuller was invisible and now hurt.
Yeah, but they've got slime in front of them trying to stop the opposition, and it's not working. It's just a waste. And what is Tyrann Mathieu supposed to do? I mean, him and the defensive backs are in a really bad spot right now because the guys that are supposed to be controlling this run game and this ground game aren't doing it. Just aren't doing it.
Want another red flag?
Yeah, all right.
All right, this one will go to the head coach. Juan Thornhill makes an interception. Hey, guy makes a play in the secondary, right? Makes an interception into the end zone on fourth down. Cost the Chiefs 20 yards of field position.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Play was at the 40. Intercepts it. Touchback at the 20. But it was fourth down.
Sure. Should have knocked the ball down.
Rookie mistake. I'll give you kind of the rookie mistake.
Yeah, right? Rookie mistake, sure. I don't have an issue necessarily with that. You correct it and you move on and you say don't ever do it again.
Well, Andy will have to do that today because he didn't see it.
Yeah, you know, I was on the bench when that went on, so I'm not sure I got the whole picture of it, so I'll have to go back and look at that.
That was his whole answer, by the way. It just trailed off.
Yeah, you know, I was on the bench when that went on, so I'm not sure I got the whole picture of it, so I'll have to go back and look at that.
I mean, he just either he's trolling Whitlock or he's feeding into the narrative of what Whitlock brought up last week with Andy Reid sitting on the bench during defense and not holding the defensive players accountable. I don't care that he's sitting on the bench, but you got to know in a situation like that what happened because you're going to be asked about it in the post-game press conference.
Yeah, say rookie mistake.
Yeah.
He's got to bat that down. We got to learn from it.
Correct.
Not based on – I didn't see it. I was sitting over the bench with Pat. Beats me. I don't know. What happened? You tell me?
Right.
I'll go back and catch it.
Right.
I'll hold him accountable on Monday, I guess, when I go over film. But I got nothing for you now because I didn't see it. What?
Yeah.
Your head coach.
It was an interception on a fourth down. If he knocks it down, you get the ball at the 40 instead of at the 20.
He's working on the plays.
But somebody should have told him that. Like, what just happened? Like, don't you all of a sudden get up after an interception and say, all right. And was he sitting on the bench at that point in time because it was fourth down? Shouldn't he be on the sidelines getting ready to, you know, get his team back in there? I'd have to go back and look at that play. Can
Didn't
we find that play and see if Andy really was sitting on the bench during that play or if he's just trolling Whitlock? I think part of it is he's trolling Whitlock. I really do.
I don't think he's that savvy.
I think these guys know everything that's getting said. Last week it was a big topic. Should Andy be sitting on the bench? It was a topic nationally. I think it's a little bit of a troll.
I don't know.
I hope it's a troll.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'm not believing that, though.
You want another red flag?
No.
Time for another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
He's an unbelievable quarterback. He's a great player. He made some plays. You know, he likes to get out of the pocket. He did a good job. He got the ball in his hand so quick. He gets it out so quick. So he's a great player. But
that was another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
Don't worry. This won't take long. This is the shortest version we've ever had Doting on Mahomes. J.J. Watt.
Right.
Said some nice things, and then he went to a butt, and I just
cut it off.
I don't know where it's going. Probably, but we beat it. We beat him. I don't want to hear that part. Before I get to another red flag, I just wanted to get in some positive.
Sure.
That was J.J. Watt doting on Mahomes.
There it was.
That was, 20-some seconds. That's our shortest yet of doting on Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a lot from yesterday. All right, give me the other red flag. Jeez.
All right, the other red flag. You want another red flag? We got a couple more, actually, to give you. I was on with our sister station, WWL, in New Orleans back in August. On August 7th was the date. And I was on with Bobby Hebert, not H-E-B-E-R-T, a bear, not Hebert, a bear. And he brought up Steve Spagnuolo.
What is your take on the fan base? Are they all excited about Steve Spagnuolo, considering what he did with the Giants? Because I'm telling you, with the Saints, he sucked. I mean, he did not get it done. I'll tell you, to me, he's not even in the same category what Dennis Allen has done with Saints defenses. So, to me, that's a mixed bag. And Andy Reid might trust Steve Spagnuolo, but I still got to take a wait-and-see approach.
So that's Bobby Hebert talking about Steve Spagnuolo.
And 1 year with the Saints before then he went to the Giants.
Right. So that was his take about Steve Spagnuolo there in New Orleans. Mm. And look, I'm a Spags guy because he was, you know, able to shut down Tom Brady and win a Super Bowl for the Giants. But he had Tom Coughlin above him, you know. He has got to find a way to coach better defense. Because when you take away his Giants resume.
No good.
No good. It really isn't. It was not a good head coach. He was not really that good in his second go-around with the Giants. Now, he did have Michael Strahan and some really good players on that team. But you know what? Frank Clark gets paid like a really good player. Frank Clark should sit down and watch some tape of Michael Strahan. Figure out how he did it back in 2007 in Spags' first year. Those guys won a Super Bowl with this defense. It can be done. But after Spags left that situation, and everywhere else he's been since, has not been good. Has not been good. But I was giving him the benefit of the doubt because I thought, all right, he's back under Andy Reid, kind of where he belongs. He's going to be comfortable. I gave him the first 4 weeks, and ever since then, it's been an avalanche downhill. It has not been a good defense that this team has been running over the last couple of weeks.
And they don't trust each other.
And they don't trust each other. And that to me is even bigger. You're not playing well, and you're making mistakes because you don't trust each other. And I don't know about you, but once you lose trust in somebody, Josh, how the hell do you regain that trust in somebody? If you didn't believe in that slime in front of you in the first six games of the season, why all of a sudden in week seven are you going to start trusting those guys and believing in those guys and believing in that system? And that's why we talked about it last week with Joe Mays. When do they need to see some success by to make sure that they're able to start buying in? Because now we're through six games and we're hearing about trust. We're hearing about belief in the system from the veteran leader. It's not working right now on defense.
Want another red flag?
Oh, another one?
Well, Charles Omenihu, Texans defensive end. Came up with a couple plays. Why? He knew exactly what the Chiefs were going to do.
Oh, yeah. Now, people thought I was, like, resting all over the place. But I was just head up on the center. And so when they're kind of – I knew their, like, line movements. I knew the slide and things like that. I knew what it was going to be. So when they said a certain word, I knew I was going to be rushing one-on-one on the center. So I knew I had a chance to convert, but I was playing run the whole time. So I extended out, and then when I felt like he was soft, I just flipped my hips, flipped my hips, and just started running. And then saw the quarterback. He was on the center, so I knew it was a short distance to get to him.
Yeah.
Just had to make that play.
He knew what was coming.
Studied it all.
Yeah, I knew their I knew their signals. I knew their words. I knew their foot placement. Like I said, they didn't change anything up from the previous week. Again, I'm just a viewer. I don't know. But that player right there talked about it. Oh, yeah, we knew it was coming. We knew their signals. We knew their voice commands. We knew their foot placement. You did? Uh-oh. That ain't good.
Seems you passed out the blueprint.
It's getting doled out right now. It's, yeah. It's like the kid who has a cheat test, you know, and he's selling it to everybody in college.
You know, the old college left the playbook at the hotel.
Yeah, one of those deals, yeah.
Wow. Red flags are up. It's not even like a windy day. Like a windy day at the beach. It looks really nice outside.
Do you think they'll change their signals for this game against the Denver Broncos?
Short week. I legitimately think it was... Hey,
the mini buy is coming right at the right time.
They just needed to play better. It wasn't that they had to make any wholesale. It's got to play better. Well, you did 2 weeks in a row. You didn't play better.
No.
So now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Play betterer.
I guess it starts with Andy doing a better job, right?
I've got to do a better job getting our team ready to go.
That's right.
Yeah. It all starts there.
It really does. Oof. But this is all on Andy again. I mean, I said it to start the show. This, again, we're going to blame Spags. We're going to blame Veach. We're going to blame the players. Andy is in charge. This is his football team. He wears it. It's all on Andy. He hired Spags. Veach has been with him since Philadelphia. That's his guy, too. These are all Andy guys. This is a guy who's got to lead now. He's got to lead this team out of this abyss. 4-2 isn't the end of the world, but it's how they got to 4-2 that has a lot of us very concerned about this team right now.
This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. I guess we'll review Chiefs lose if coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.